There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live. We've got more on the Barrett Brown case. He is in prison for sharing some links on the internet, just, you know, like you and I might do throughout our day. But then again, he was a reporter, and so they came down on him because, well, the government wants you to know that there is no freedom of speech, that freedom of the press is basically an illusion, that, yeah, it appears as though there's freedom of the press, but as soon as you start reporting on something they don't want you to report on, then, well, they might just send a goon squad to your house and, oh, and your mother's house, too, and, you know, raid your family, destroy your life, bring you up on all kinds of charges, and essentially put you in a position where you feel like you have to take the plea deal, because that's what happened to Barrett. We'll continue with his post-sentencing statement. What did he have to say? Daryl has that for us. Also, Ian and Danica in the studio here tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Plus, the Silk Road trial continued this week. Week number two, Ross Ulbricht facing life in prison, basically, for running a website. So here we have a journalist who's going to prison for posting to a website, posting a link to another website on one website. And now also Ross Ulbricht, who is maybe likely going to prison for some amount of time, depending on how harsh the jury wants to throw it at him, for running a website, for programming a site. So let's go to your phone calls first, though. We were talking about net neutrality with some of the callers earlier, and Brett is on the line in Des Moines via Skype. Brett, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Danica, and Daryl.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Brett.
All right, so here's the thing. There's no evidence that Comcast or any of the big ISPs ever throttled Netflix. I just want to address that to the guy who originally called in about this.
Yeah, if I'm ever getting a service issue with YouTube, I used to usually figure it's temporary and it'll clear up or whatever. And,
well,
it does.
I don't know about YouTube, but in Netflix's case, the problem was Netflix used a very cheap CDN, and I know this is a radio
content
show,
delivery network.
Yes, I don't want to get too nerdy, but yeah. So basically, Netflix used a bad CDN.
So they cut corners.
Right.
What you're saying.
Exactly, which is what essentially delivers the content from Netflix's, from Netflix to the end user, to you and I, mm-hmm. essentially. Another thing.
So,
what you're saying is
people jumped to the conclusion based on them having what they considered bad delivery of Netflix. It wasn't, you know, it was buffering too often.
That's what it seems to be. Now, I want to say I'm not defending any of the big ISPs because I think I don't want to place the blame on them either, but they exist. They're so big because of government granted monopolies. So mm-hmm. I really do think that the solution is we need to get government out of this completely and let as many people compete in this market as possible.
Well, that doesn't seem to be like it's going to happen at the federal level anytime soon.
Well, of course it's right. My only hesitation with that is with that idea as well is that, you know, do we want 50 plus physical cables running, you know, along our streets? You know, that's the big thing. Like,
what's the difference between 50 and 5? I mean, ultimately, if you've got cables strung about wherever, who cares?
Certainly, but it's like, you know, I can see where it could reach a certain point where it's like, all right, this is too much.
I don't know if his picture is legit, but I believe that it is. Have you ever seen the picture from like the turn of the century with all kinds of cables running everywhere throughout
the
city?
They're all sliced a million times. Yeah.
Sure.
Like, it seems to me like, you know, it's gone down quite a bit, however many cables we have, and to have it go up, you know, 10% or, you know, go up 50% or something like that, I don't think it's going to be a huge deal. And if it were, you could always run them underground as well.
That's some places.
My understanding is that in New Hampshire,
you are prohibited from running underground cable.
Which means that people die during the wintertime in New Hampshire because when the power lines go down, somebody has to go out and fix it. And if they're already out fixing a bunch of other power lines somewhere else, the people in that area get real cold.
Yeah, that seems crazy. I actually, so here in Iowa, I don't think we have a rule, any law preventing that, because the neighborhood that I live in has all underground power cables. And Well, in the 4 years that I've lived at where I live right now, I've had, I think, 2 power outages total, maybe.
Yeah.
And, that's a good point. But anyway, I want to get back to the...
another government-created problem, right? So if you're not allowed to have underground lines, that's because of the government. And in this case, in New Hampshire, it's the linemen's union that are out there arguing for this. They want to keep the lines out of the underground because they want to go out and repair them and keep their jobs busy.
And they also get the hazard pay for climbing 30 feet up in the air.
Nice.
If you go underground, you don't get hazard pay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make a couple more quick points. I don't know who mentioned this earlier, but somebody talked about how the VPN is a solution to this. VPNs, which I am a ProXPN user, I got through Free Talk Live and all that stuff.
Thanks.
And I can attest to that. It does help in certain cases. However, the only reason that it works right now is because not that many people use VPNs, and so the route is less congested. Kind of going back to earlier about the content delivery networks. So that's a great temporary solution, but it's not really going to solve the problem in the long run.
The problem, which you say, isn't really even happening.
It is certainly happening, but I've had issues with Netflix, with YouTube, with other, a bunch of other content providers. And
well, who doesn't have issues? That doesn't mean it's a conspiracy, right?
That's what I'm saying. VPNs get around that, which is great. But I'm not saying that it's the ISPs causing it. But it, like I said, if we have more ISPs competing for better and better and service,
bring it on.
That would solve the entire issue, like, globally.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt about that. I hope that we'll see that.
Just one other quick thing. I can't remember who said this, but somebody said, I think it was you, Ian, you said, if you live in a town, you live in an urban area, you have a...
You know what? We got a really bad connection. I'm sorry. I don't know if it's going to clear up, but...
Must be the ISP throttling his connection.
Yeah, you know what it actually is?
Darn ISPs.
It's not your connection. It's probably my sound card. I don't know why that happens, but every now and then it does. But we're going to try to get Brett back here and make it so he's actually
And you're just a shill to protect Time Warner and whatever
Thanks
other internet
call.
Company it is
Brett,
that you have.
Try that again, Brett.
Hey, so is it working
now? Yeah, you're clear. Go ahead.
All right. So I just wanted to make one other quick point. I think it was you, Ian, that said if you live in an urban area there that you have a third ISP, a cell phone provider.
Right.
Which is I'm sorry, man, but that's a BS argument because they all have ridiculously low bandwidth caps. Like we're talking like 4 gigs a month or something, which nobody can realistically say that you can get everything done on 4 gigs a month. I mean that's just it's not you know what I mean?
Sure. I know where you're coming from. And cell phone companies do throttle after. Like, there are some companies that have unlimited bandwidth, but
they claim it's unlimited.
But then after you pass 2 gigs.
Exactly right, Daryl. They claim it's unlimited.
They start threatening you with just even more money you have to pay.
Well, my point was there are other internet providers, not just, the two that, you might think that you have. Thank you, by the way, Brett, for the call. Yep. As was pointed out by Rich Paul, anybody who wants to pay to have a big old DS1 or whatever they're called, these humongous connections brought into an area, could certainly pay the money to have that done and then figure out a way to distribute it. I remember there was a company in Sarasota, Florida, where I'm from originally, that was doing Wi-Fi access, where they would set up an antenna on top of your house, and a directional antenna, and it would be directed toward their headquarters. headquarters in downtown Sarasota, and they would feed, you know, a Wi-Fi signal out to you. And
I wonder if they're still in business after the Arrow ruling.
No, I think they went out of business a long time ago. But, you know, it's just because businesses that start up don't always make it, right?
Sure, yeah.
But they could, you know, you could do the same thing if you wanted to, if you had the know-how and the money to invest, but it's hard to compete with the big boys.
Well, and also assuming that there haven't been regulations put in place to prohibit you from doing that.
Like by the FCC,
right?
For instance. And also, what about the power companies? I did hear at one time that power companies were looking into doing internet providing.
And oh, interesting.
I think that would be very interesting. I don't know if anybody's heard anything about that. I haven't looked into it for a while. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control here. More coming up on the Barrett Brown case. In moments, it's Free Talk Live.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Majid lives in Nordevin, Armenia with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE.
That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. Still to come, more on the Barrett Brown case, the also Ross Ulbricht case. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
Danica.
And Daryl.
And, of course, we'll take your calls about anything. That is the point of the program. Also, we want to let you know about how to get a free pound of some of the best coffee out there from BuzzBox. It's 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica, and it's shade-grown. This is great coffee, and BuzzBox really believes that. That's why they're going to send you a free pound. All you have to do is cover the shipping cost. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. You get signed up for their auto ship program, and after your first pound comes, you can set up how you want to receive the next one, or, you know, how often do you want to receive a pound. Yeah, I believe you can also change the amount that you receive, so you can customize your subscription, and of course you can cancel anytime. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Give it a shot. I think you're going to like it. At least everything I've heard from all the coffee drinkers around have been very raving toward BuzzBox. They've really enjoyed their BuzzBox coffee. So go to coffee.freetalklive.com. And
Danica, you're not drinking BuzzBox. You're fired.
I was just going to say, Ian is giving me a dirty look for drinking.
Actually, I didn't know what you were drinking until just now. But, you know, obviously you got to get your coffee where you can. But everybody who has had BuzzBox, and I think you guys have it at the store, right? 101 Deals?
Yes, it's very tasty. I drink whenever I can.
So coffee.freetalklive.com. Go there, grab your first pound for free. Just pay the shipping cost. And know that you're also helping people in very difficult parts of the world in which to make a living, make a better life for themselves, because part of the profits from the BuzzBox coffee is going to support microloans that that we're giving out via Kiva.org. And Mark administers that whole thing. So Mark's actually the one who's, you know, Free Talk Live, we're choosing who receives these loans. It's not BuzzBox who makes those decisions. We're doing that. So coffee.freetalklive.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, we've got David. He's in San Francisco. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Indeed, it is. Just getting sundown.
Go ahead.
You know, I heard you talking about the power lines up there, and I take it you were talking about, is it New Hampshire that they won't allow them to be underground?
That's correct. There is a prohibition on that, from what I understand.
Okay, because I can't say specifically, having never been involved in any kind of New Hampshire development, but do you have a certain amount of groundwater up there that would be the reason, or is there, I don't hear about earthquakes up there, but, you know,
I don't imagine groundwater would be a problem, even if, you know, you had it, because you could insulate the lines. I mean, they run cables transatlantic, from what I understand. So obviously could be solved. So I don't think that's the concern. The concern is that, they want jobs. I mean, these linemen, they like their bonus pay that Daryl was talking about, where they get up on the ladders and they get paid more. And they like the overtime and the emergency money that they get when they're likely going around and fixing things in the middle of the night when storms happen. And all of that would go away, likely, with underground cables. Now, it could be a pain, I suppose, if, you know...
Because there is a lot of rock in the ground in New Hampshire.
Digging in New Hampshire isn't an easy thing. That's certainly true.
It is called the Granite State for a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but it could
be
done. I mean, somebody...
Well, and that's kind of where I was going to go with it. I don't... you know, if you remember all the way back, it's almost 20 years ago, it's well over 15 years, that the Enron scandal happened. And at the time, I think it was 1996, was the deregulation of electricity in California, and that allowed Pacific Gas and Electric to actually buy Green Mountain Power, and that's over in Vermont, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the power companies, in the name of deregulating, were allowed to buy electricity from, you know, across the continent. And actually, PG&E bought power companies in the Philippines, and they were hypothetically trading electricity, but they were totally frauding it, because that electricity wasn't shipped from Vermont to California.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I mean, you couldn't do that. You would lose all the electricity over the trip.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, that's the scam of deregulation as that went. But as it also went...
Well, a lot of times deregulation just ends up favoring other companies in certain ways. Like, you know, when the FCC supposedly deregulated the business of broadcast radio, it didn't really... The deregulations didn't help little guys get in and start their own radio stations. the deregulation helped companies to be able to buy more stations than they had previously been able to buy.
But
there has been some deregulation of the power system in New Hampshire and I believe some of the surrounding states, from what I understand, where the supplier, I think it is, of the power is actually deregulated, and you can select which power supplier you want. The deliverer is still the same, still power, PS of NH, as it's called, or PSNH. That's like kind of the state monopoly, essentially. But at the very least, they've deregulated about half of the power bill, which has kind of been an interesting result. David, thanks for the call tonight.
No,
yeah, I appreciate it. Let's go to a different Dave. This one's in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Dave in New York.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Dave, what's on your mind tonight?
I will not stand for online bullying and or harassment because I
finally,
have been harassed.
Finally, you are going to get offline, and so therefore you will not be bullied anymore. Isn't that right, Dave?
I'm going to make a stand because I will not stand for online bullying.
You
will
sit
for online harassment.
Online bullying.
Good for you, Dave.
Are you going to have a sit-in?
The what?
Are you going to have a sit-in on Craigslist?
I might. I don't know, but like I am sick and tired of people making fun of me.
Do you know what a sit-in is?
When someone sits in and chats with you or something.
No.
Something along those lines.
No. I mean, if you're good,
it's a form of protest.
Yeah.
It was very popular in the southern states in the 1960s as a form of civil rights protest, where people would just go and sit at the lunch counter and not order anything and prevent the businesses that were discriminating, which they weren't doing so because the owners necessarily wanted to discriminate. They were discriminating because the law said that they had to.
Mm-hmm.
So to prove a point, people just went, sat at the lunch counter, did not order anything, and prevented the businesses from being able to do business.
Well, I don't like being bullied or harassed online, and it's going to stop, and it's going to stop this year.
Do you have like a 3-point plan or something like that?
All plans have 12 steps, Ian.
Yeah, but 12 steps, that's different from 3 points, right? Like, I'd rather have him summarize 3 points than 12 points.
Yeah, 12 points is way too long.
Also, each point has 4 steps. Okay, I'm with you.
I just want bullet points. Dave, what are you going to do? What's the plan?
You guys have known me for quite some time.
I don't know a thing about you except for what you put on YouTube and what you call the show about. So really, I don't know you, Dave.
And then you keep coming and threatening Ian, which isn't very nice.
He hasn't threatened us in a long time. He's been very nice recently. Several months, I would say. It's been a while since Davis threatened Free Talk
Live. Anyway, point being, I am going to put an end to
I love how Dave is actually good at moving things along.
Online
right?
harassment.
Give me the rundown, Dave. This is a big. You want to end all online harassment, not just harassment of Dave in New York, correct? You want to put a stop to all online bullying.
Correct.
Okay, what's the plan?
The plan is, I haven't really thought of it just yet, but it's going to happen soon because I'm going to go out there, I'm going to get like one of those big cardboard signs or whatever, and I'm going to stand against like the side of a road or whatever, and it's going to read something along the lines of stop online bullying, stop online harassment,
Hey, Dave, you have a lot of videos. You should make a video about stopping online bullying, just like your other videos.
Hell yeah. Put on those reflective sunglasses and get up in the camera like you normally do with the,
put in your
wrestler.
Dating profile, and that'd be great.
I don't know which wrestler it is that you're doing an impression of, but you're very good at it. And Dave, thank you. Your YouTube channel, by the way, Hudson Valley Guy, #1. Please let us know how this campaign goes, because I want to see the end to online bullying. I myself am tired of it. Hopefully he'll help shut down Stop Free Keen's website. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Via Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Yeah? Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, I'm George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. I recently learned about a very unusual pharmacist who does not advocate use of prescription drugs, except in rare circumstances, say when powerful antibiotics are needed to kill a potentially lethal infection, such as pneumonia or staph. Instead, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado, suggests always giving the body all the nutrients it needs to survive, thrive, escape illness, and live younger and longer. I don't think you will find anyone who knows more about how the body works and can explain it in such a delightful and entertaining way. Ben has recorded some very useful health nugget minutes that are available 24/7 online at criticalhealthnews.com. I invite you to log on to criticalhealthnews.com, listen to these pharmacist Ben health nuggets, and maybe even interact with Ben via chat or email. You're going to love Pharmacist Ben online at criticalhealthnews.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can bring up anything here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, hey, we've got Skype. Skype on in at username lrn.fm. Coming up still, the Silk Road trial, the latest on Ross Ulbricht facing the rest of his life probably in prison. He's admitted to...
I wouldn't necessarily say the rest of his life. It's 30 years. He's a young guy.
I thought it was, like... at least 30 years up to life.
Yeah, it was 30 years plus. I remember that's what the sign said.
Because the Kingpin one is like a really big one, from what I understand. There's like
all right,
dozens
of years. Yes, yeah, you're correct. It's 30 years for running the site.
Yeah.
And then if he's convicted of the Kingpin, then it would be
right. So if he can beat the Kingpin statute, he might get out before he's 65. But otherwise, you know, it's a pretty scary situation. We'll talk more about the Silk Road and what's going on there here in a little bit. Barrett Brown is what we started the show with, and we kind of ended up getting sidetracked into a discussion about net neutrality, which is totally fine. You can call in about anything you want, and a lot of people have this net neutrality thing on their mind. So, you know, feel free to chime in here on whatever you'd like to discuss at 855-450-FREE. But you were talking about Barrett Brown. He's a reporter. Or was.
Yes.
And he's now in prison.
He started Project PM, and it was on his website, Project PM, where he posted the link that linked over to hacked info from Stratfor.
Right, Stratfor being a federal government security contractor.
Yes.
And so the feds came after him. They searched his house, searched his mom's house. He hid some of the evidence that they were looking for. They charged him further with that.
They initially charged his mom as well.
Wow.
But I believe that charge was ultimately dropped.
They further charged him with threatening an FBI agent to reveal private information about him and his family, which he apparently threatened to do in an online video that he posted after the raids. So he sort of added a little bit of aggravation to what could have been a pure free speech issue. Had they just been able to take his laptop and, you know, go through it, maybe then it would have just been the charges of him posting this link.
Right.
Now, you were reading...
And I still contend, and, you know, I might get some flack for this, but I contend that as a journalist, he had every right to hide his laptop, because journalists supposedly have the right to protect their sources.
Oh, I agree. I absolutely agree with that. But then again, making the video threatening the federal agents probably...
That added fuel to the fire.
That wouldn't have looked good in front of a jury, right? Like, I'm thinking his case would not have been an ideal jury free speech case.
Right.
And even if it had been an ideal jury free speech case, he probably still would have lost because these juries today are absolutely ridiculous. But you're reading a statement, or you were earlier, from the Electronic Frontier Foundation,
right,
and you wanted to continue
There's
that.
A little bit more from that. So let me back up about a paragraph to sort of summarize a little bit of this. Of the 63 months in prison that he was sentenced to, only 15 were attributable to the Stratfor hack. The remaining
where he was
48
called
months.
An associate or something like that, or an accessory after the fact?
Accessory after the fact. 48 months of the sentence was for threatening an FBI agent, something that Brown admitted in a statement at sentencing was a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
There is no question, and this is from the EFF, this is not part of his statement, there is no question that threatening violence to an FBI officer is illegal, but the action was caused by an extensive government investigation that turned out to be resolved with a relatively light sentence compared to the prison time he was facing for the underlying charges related to the hack brought, or rather, related to the hack brought by the government. This raises uncomfortable similarities to the disturbing saga of Aaron Swartz, who ultimately committed suicide after facing the threat of years in federal prison for violating the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act. While the substantive criminal charges and motivations between Brown and Swartz may have been different, they present a clear view of just how powerful and uncomfortable the scrutiny of federal law enforcement can be. At a time when the White House is seeking to increase penalties under the CFAA, these cases highlight just how intense federal law enforcement power can be and cause for caution before we expand already harsh criminal laws.
Well, I think one thing that's clear about this case, and has been clear in just in general, is if they decide they want you, they can come after you, and if they throw enough charges at you, most people are going to break.
Right.
So, is that the statement from EFF?
There's one more sentence from EFF. It says, while we're disappointed with the sentence Brown received, we hope everyone takes this sentencing as a clarion call to not only continue the fight for government transparency and press freedom that Brown's work represents, but to make clear that increasing the criminal penalties and devastating consequences that come with a federal criminal indictment are a bad idea. And there's a statement from Barrett Brown himself that he gave after he was sentenced. And, Ian, I think that you're going to really appreciate...
This was a written statement.
I don't know if this was written or spoken.
Did they let you give a statement after your sentencing in court?
I don't know. It may have been written.
Okay. He was probably contacted by some news outlet that let him...
There was media there at outside of the courthouse.
Yeah.
They were not allowed into the court...
Right.
So the pre-sentencing statement
for sentencing. Oh, because it was a sealed case, right?
Or
sealed,
right. The
sealed verdict.
The plea was sealed.
Yeah.
So they were not allowed in during the sentencing, so they were given prepared copies of the statement that he was to give the judge before sentencing.
Okay.
He also gave a statement after sentencing, and I'm not sure if this was written or verbal.
All right.
But Sparrow Media has the statement, and Ian, you'll be happy with how upbeat he was. He says, good news. The U.S. government decided today that because I did such a good job investigating the cyber industrial complex, they're now going to send me to investigate the prison industrial complex. For the next 35 months, I'll be provided free food, clothes, and housing as I seek to expose wrongdoing by the Bureau of Prison officials and staff and otherwise report on news and culture in the world's greatest prison system.
Oh, wow.
I want to thank the Department of Justice for having put so much time and energy into advocating on my behalf rather than holding a grudge against me for the 2 years of work I put into bringing attention to a DOJ-linked campaign to harass and discredit journalists like Glenn Greenwald. Mm. The agency instead labored tirelessly to ensure that I received this very prestigious assignment.
Wish me luck. How very optimistic of him.
I love it. Oh, it's a great way for him to really look at what's going to be the next couple years of his life. Obviously,
true.
He's
yeah.
already been in a federal holding facility to some extent, and now he's going to be in population if he hasn't already been put in population wherever the holding facility is. And, you know, it really is all about your attitude to some extent, the way you approach a jail sentence. And, you know, thankfully, I haven't had to deal with prison. I went to jail for a couple months out of some civil disobedience, but I also tried to enter with a positive mindset, and I kept that with me throughout my stay. And I really love his viewpoint. Wow, you know, thanks, feds. Now I get an inside investigation into how your justice system works. I just hope that someone will pay attention to his reports. I don't know where he's going to be filing them or what, but I hope, you know, some magazine or whoever steps up and says, hey, I want to take the exclusives. I want to have this guy's inside
stuff.
Well,
in the past, he's had articles published by Huffington Post, The Guardian, Vanity Fair, plus his own website,
Great.
Project PM.
Great. Well, then I presume he will be sending out mailings regularly to all of those locations. And I think it's valuable to have somebody on the inside to give a perspective
sure,
to folks.
Yeah.
We've been doing that for years here on Free Talk Live, where, you know, when I was in, when Sam Dodson was in, when Derek Jay was in, Rich Paul. I mean, all these various different co-hosts of ours that have been sent to jail for some period of time, they've always called in from the jail cell. I even sent Ross Ulbricht our call-in jail number, and he never called, but, you know, that's because usually, you know, if you're in a criminal case, the lawyers are going to tell you to zip it when it comes to talking
Don't talk to the media, kid.
Yeah. But, you know, I let him know, hey, Ross, you want to talk to the media? Here we are. We're friendly. We're, you know, not going to be nasty to you or anything like that, so the invitation is still open. 855-450-FREE. And maybe we will get an interview with Ross Ulbricht after all of this is said and done.
I hope so.
That would be pretty cool. We'll come back with the latest on Ross Ulbricht. Your calls are welcome, too. It's Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
And now from the Cato Institute, the Cato Constitution Minute. When the Civil War ended, victorious Union leaders took the opportunity to change the Constitution in three dramatic ways. The 13th Amendment abolished slavery, the 15th made former slaves voters, and the 14th halted the ability of states to diminish individual rights. Formerly, state governments were able to violate individual rights because the Bill of Rights didn't apply to them. The 14th Amendment gave Americans a new federal guarantee. No state could abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens or deprive them of life, liberty, or property without due process or deny them equal protection of the laws. If states now tried to tyrannize citizens as they had done to slaves and white abolitionists, the federal government could intervene. The Civil War amendments completed the promise that all men are created equal with certain inalienable rights. To learn more, visit the Cato Institute online at cato.org.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the web.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You, of course, can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can also get interactive on our website at freetalklive.com, where you can create the content that you see on the front page of the site. Maybe there's something that you want to share, like a YouTube video, news article, blog post, whatever it is that you find online that you think we'll be interested in or our other listeners would like. You submit it there to the front page through our Reddit-based system, which is totally free to use, and then other listeners can vote on what you've submitted, plus you get to vote on what they've submitted. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. It's all free, unlike those other talk show hosts. A lot of them want to charge you for their websites. So once again, go to freetalklive.com and enjoy as we go to your phone calls and thoughts. Michael is listening in Rhode Island. You're on Free Talk Live, Michael.
Hey, what's up, guys? I just want to start. I have, like, a few things. My first point is, like, you really got to commend Barrett, you know. His going into this kind of reminds me of you clowns up in Keene, like, with your spiritual retreats, you know. His attitude is great. You really got to commend that. It makes young activists like me feel pretty good about what's going on, you know. And secondly, I just wanted to talk about net neutrality a little bit. I called into Cantwell's show earlier tonight about the same thing. That's, well, you guys know, some garbage podcast. You know, I have a problem when people who claim to be libertarians or anarchists or whatever try to utilize state solutions. You know, we all know that never ends very well, and I can't say that I have ever supported more government regulation or more government control or oversight or whatever word you want to apply there. And I try to be nonpartisan, for lack of a better term, when it comes to libertarian infighting. But you know, I have a hard stance on this one. I oppose the state, and I oppose everything they do is counterproductive. You know, at best they reallocate funds. It's the only thing that they do. And, you know, I just have a problem with the whole thing.
You have a problem with the idea of net neutrality, the idea of the state forcing all internet providers to allow all packets equally.
Well, I'm principled. I have a problem with the state doing anything. If the state is going to be involved, I have a problem with that.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. I say find another solution. Find if this is a problem, and I'm not even convinced it is a problem, the idea of throttling certain types of services over internet connections, because we've heard varying different claims about that. If it is a problem, then let's let the market solve it. I understand the market is hobbled by state regulation in the first place, but all liberty-minded folks should already know that when you turn to the government for a solution to a problem, even a solution that to a problem they created in the first place, that unless their solution is to back the F out completely, that their solution is not going to help. It usually will end up making things worse. I mean, this is like basics. This is libertarianism 101, so why it would be that anybody who calls themselves a libertarian or voluntarist or an anarchist or whatever could support this is just beyond me. It's really bewildering.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Ian. You guys had that, I don't remember his name, and I don't even remember the organization, I apologize, but that guy call in, I don't know, four nights ago or last week, something Frontier, that's all I got.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation, Mark and Chris Cantwell had them on the show, I think, last week to do an interview about this topic, if that's what you're referring to.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah, I think that was last Wednesday.
Right, okay. And, you know, this person was just claiming to be promoting liberty and freedom, but doing so through the enforcement arm of the state is really what we're talking about. When someone says legislation or regulation, what they're talking about is basically pointing guns at other people to force them to do that or, you know, stop them from doing the opposite of that. And
it's
for a libertarian or an anarchist to take that position is just, I can't swear.
It just shows that people don't have principles, right? Like, you know, you either have them or you don't. And if all it takes for you to wander away from your principles is for the government to, you know, dangle something that's tantalizing in front of your face, then you need to reassess yourself. Thanks, Michael.
Hold on. Ian, last week, or actually it was last week, you went to the New Hampshire State Commerce Committee.
Yep.
And you testified in favor of a slight increase of a regulation.
Which one was that?
The currently New Hampshire statute prohibits a beer label from showing a minor on the label or in any advertising.
No, I actually testified
There's a bill that would allow the Liquor Commission to approve such a label or advertisement if it's deemed to not be advertising to minors.
Mm-hmm.
You testified in favor of this bill.
Well, that's actually deregulation, Daryl, because the current regulation...
No, because it would give the Liquor Commission an authority that they don't have now. Right now, they cannot approve such a label. So it would increase their authority and their power.
Well, actually, Daryl, what I said during that testimonial was that I don't think the bill goes far enough. The bill does, to some extent... Barely deregulate because it allows the possibility of the commission to approve a label with a child on it. Right now, that possibility does not exist because it's completely prohibited. So technically, that while it may increase their... I don't know if you can argue that really increases their authority. It does give them... He dropped off the line. It does give them the ability to make a decision, and I guess you could argue that in either way. But what I did tell that panel was this doesn't go far enough. What I actually was arguing for in front of that panel was the abolishment of the Liquor Commission entirely. So to say I got up there and argued for the increase of the state is dishonest. That's not what I did.
Yeah, you won't do
that. I wasn't saying, and I was hoping that the caller would have stayed on the line to get his thoughts on this, because he was saying that there's never a reason that the state should regulate anything. But when the state is regulating itself to say that we can't prohibit things, I would see that as a good regulation when they prevent themselves from preventing people from doing things.
Okay, my thing is that when has there ever been a minor on any sort of advertisement for...
There's one specific beer that is brewed by Founders Brewery. It is an oatmeal breakfast stout, and it has a picture of a baby on the label.
Why?
Currently, because a beer label is considered advertisement. Well, and it's a oatmeal breakfast stout. So, you know, have a cute baby eating oatmeal on the label.
I'm sorry, but baby plus oatmeal does not equal good beer to me.
I don't think babies are cute myself, but a lot of people do. And, you know, obviously they thought it was going to sell some beer bottles.
But under current regulation, because the beer label is considered advertising, that beer cannot be sold in New Hampshire.
Interesting.
Yeah, and so that was a ridiculous testimony, which went on for 2 hours in this particular hearing. Not 2 hours. It went on for an hour. It was a two-hour hearing that went that was this week. But this, yeah, so
the two-hour hearing that was a...
So hold on. Before we get to the two-hour hearing. So this one-hour hearing, I was like the last person to testify on this, and I gave a fairly short testimonial saying, look, this doesn't go far enough. This is ridiculous that in the live free or die state, you can't even put what you want on your own label and sell it at your business, and this is, you know, embarrassing, essentially. And I told them that this doesn't go far enough. We need to abolish the entire liquor commission. And I actually had, while I was sitting there, I had one of the state reps send me a Facebook message. I'd never talked to this lady before. She just found me on Facebook and sent me a message saying, thank you, that was the perfect way to end that hearing.
Nice.
I had another state rep thank me in the hallway, or kind of acknowledge me in a pleasant manner afterwards. And then next week later, yeah, you can tell this
part. You had a third rep come over
during lunch. Yeah,
while we were eating lunch, and thank you, and then ask if you happened to hear what the look on the commissioner of the liquor commission's face was like, because the commissioner of the liquor commission was sitting directly behind Ian, and apparently if heads could explode, his would have.
Yeah, I would have loved to have seen it.
Oh, you know you didn't, Ian.
So, I mean, yeah, it was really nice. I took the principal position, and I actually got some accolades from the people in that particular committee. And then sometimes when you take a principal position, some of the other activists will give you heat, like, oh, you can't be doing that in the state house.
How dare you?
You need to put a suit on.
Running it for the rest of us.
Yeah, but no, I actually got some compliments. So then this week there was a two-hour-long hearing about a bill to create a study committee to consider the idea of legalization. So
at some point in the future.
Right. So it wouldn't actually do anything besides create the ability for the reps to study the issue. And this went on for 2 hours.
There was a two-hour meeting to talk about whether or not to talk about doing something.
Of course, because they got to have pointless means for everything, and nothing ever gets done.
The video of that, by the way, Biker Bill was there. He's a great activist. He just brutally records all of these things. It's just, I mean, when I say brutal, it's just got to be brutal to go to so many of these things and record them. But he recorded the entirety of those 2 hours, and there was some really great testimony in there. I mean, I don't want to make it sound like it was dull. It was pretty interesting. You can see the full 2 hours at freekeen.com. Go and check that out. And there's more coming up here. 855 450 free. Hour number 3 is on the way. The latest on the Ross Ulbricht case coming up.
This morning, Sandra Snead wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon to be Mrs. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just the way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future misses. Hashtag getting hitched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write worms in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.